is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. As storm clouds gather around serious rebel-held Idlib province, President Donald Trump warned pro-government forces massing for an assault to avoid a slaughter and risk the world's anger.
That cannot be a slaughter. If it's a slaughter, the world is going to get very, very angry. And the United States is going to get very angry, too. Okay? I am watching that very closely. So it's surrounded right now, and the province, and it's surrounded by a lot of people with a lot of weapons. And these are innocent people. You have 3 million, at least, innocent people there. And you have to be very, very careful. And the world is watching, and the United States is watching.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called on Syria to avert an impending assault. His foreign minister, Mevlut Cavusoglu, said Ankara is trying to persuade Syria's guarantors, Iran and Russia, to forestall the attack. The Secretary General of the Norwegian Refugee Council, Jan Egeland, said going after terrorists often results in civilian casualties.
The experience so far has been that when one goes after terrorists, like one did in eastern Aleppo, in eastern Ghouta, and in Raqqa, it ended up in intolerable costs to the civilian population.
Wednesday, a war monitor said pro-government artillery shelling and rocket fire targeted several areas of Idlib. Health officials in Democratic Republic of Congo recorded the first death from Ebola in the eastern city of Mutembo near Uganda, the largest city in North Kivu province. Latest outbreak since August 1st has claimed more than 50 lives. A South Korean official said the two Koreas will meet in a third summit this year, September 18 to 20, in Pyongyang to talk about advancing denuclearization. This is VOA News. UN envoy to Yemen is hosting three